This is an interview with Mrs. Alberta in Murray County near Chatsworth, Georgia. Now, Mrs., would you tell me again what you just said about how your father happened to come to Murray County?
Well, some of his relatives moved here from Middle Georgia and wrote back that there was a honey pond here and flitter trees are growing all around it. And all they had to do was to sit on the bank and fish out them flitters. And so my grandmother, she was a widow woman with three boys, and so she come up here. It was one of her sisters that had moved up here. Aunt Polly, I think that it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the war, my grandfather and his brother, I won't say whether it was Little Rock or somewhere in South Carolina. They come through from the war after it ended, and they put up there at Grandpa Oetker's home and to rest up a while. Well, they wound up my grandfather marrying one of the Oetker girls, and his brother married one of her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in some part of South Carolina till my mother was 2 years old, and they come here then.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed here the rest of their lives till they died.
Mm-hmm. Well, now listen, you mentioned, did you say a honey pond?
Yeah.
Now what do you mean by that?
Well, now that's just all I know about it. They, mm-hmm. Well, ain't you never heard it said, well, it's so rich there, there's just a honey pond with flitter trees all around it, and all you had to do is sit on the bank and fish out the flitters.
What are flitter trees?
Well, now I don't know.
All of that's just an expression, huh?
Yeah. It was so rich here,
uh-huh.
You know. Well, I reckon that it was pretty rich back
the land.
Then. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well. Okay. Now, my first question is, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper time?
Middle evening.
Very good. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning.
Well, okay. Suppose you're going on a trip and you want to get a very early start, you'd say, we hope to leave by when the sun is
about an hour high.
Yeah. All right. Well, before it's an hour high, when you first see it, what would you call that part of the day? You'd say, we hope to leave by, can you think of
it? Sun up.
Okay. See, that's the word I wanted. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Night.
Well, just before it disappears.
Late in the evening.
Yeah. Well, suppose you're expecting some visitors and you hope they get here just at the time the sun is disappearing. You say, we hope they get here by?
Dark.
All right. Well, can you think of an expression that would begin with the word sun? We hope they get here by sun.
Sundown.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Let me give you my watch. Well, it's set exactly right anyway. What time would you say that is?
15 to 1.
All right. Besides 15 to 1, would you ever say it any other way?
No, I don't reckon I would.
Would you ever say 1/4 to 1?
You never got that for a long.
You don't say it that way, do you?
No.
Okay, good. See, that's what I want to know. Very good. Okay, after there's been a bad storm, when the clouds begin to blow away and the sun starts to come out, you'd say the weather is...